Thank you so much for tuning in to my good friend Matt Hammett today.
You're listening
to the Lead Me.
The Lead Me Lifecast.
Good intentions are not enough. These are the practical and spiritual things.
Who you are at home makes all the difference in the world.
I'm Matt Hammett, and thanks for listening to the Lead Me Lifecast. If you listen to this show, you know that we took a week off last week, and that was because we had an awesome family vacation up in Bay Harbor, Michigan. It's right near Petoskey. Incredible place. I got to speak and sing for Bay Harbor Church and then spend a few days in a beautiful condo right up there on Lake Michigan. I personally want to thank the folks who had us up there, Jim and Bob, and the whole crew of folks who were so hospitable to us and put us up for 5 nights in this beautiful place. And we had an awesome time. Another thing I want to mention before we hop in is that we have another series of Lead Me Live events coming up this fall. There's one in October, October 1st in Sioux Falls. And then also we are going to have 16 one-night events out west and 3 in Michigan. And we'll have those up on the website really soon at leadmelive.com or matthammettmusic.com. All right, today we have a very special episode of the Lead Me Lifecast because I have a special guest in the studio with me today. He's a very wise 5 years old. And judging by the smile on your face, you're pretty happy to be here. Am I right? You got to talk. Is that a yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So we have Bowen Hammett in the studio. Tell everybody what's up.
What's up?
So tell me, Bo, you know, what's it like being 5 years old?
That I get to play drums. I like music.
Yeah, you love music, don't you? So What is it, drums your favorite instrument?
Kind of.
Yeah, what else do you like?
Guitar, piano, keyboard.
Yeah, you like all those? Yeah, that's pretty cool. You've been writing some songs too, haven't you? Over the past couple months, maybe almost a year now. What's your favorite song that you've ever written?
Who Loves Jesus?
Yeah, Who Loves Jesus? That's really cool. How's it go?
Jesus loves everybody. And I love him too. So I said, who loves Jesus? I love Jesus. Who loves Jesus?
I love Jesus.
Who loves Jesus?
I love Jesus.
That is really good, buddy. That's a great song. That's probably one of your very first songs. We'll remember it forever. That's awesome. And now we have a brand new guest who just walked into the studio. Guest number 2, we've got Lewis Hammett. What's up, buddy?
Good.
Good. Yeah, it's good. All right. So we're just talking about what it's like to be a kid. So Bowen, are you starting homeschool now?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you like homeschool?
Good.
Yeah, you like it. What's your favorite subject so far? What is it?
I'm almost done.
Well, you're almost done with your first year, but what do you like?
I'm done with time for learning.
Yeah.
Almost.
And what do you like the best about homeschool? Is it like what subject do you like to learn? Like math or reading?
Math.
You like math? You like to add and subtract? Okay, we have a big quiz here. What is 2 minus 1?
1.
Oh, you're so smart. So smart, buddy. Awesome. And then I know something else that you like to do, Bowen. You like to draw.
Yeah.
You love to draw, don't you? Awesome. Well, Bowen, you know, a lot of people know out there that, you know, you have only half of a heart.
I know.
How is that possible?
He don't know.
He don't know? Yeah, I know. And so what's it like only having half a heart?
I don't know.
Yeah?
We're playing
the sprinklers.
Yeah, you're going to go play in the sprinkler? So you wouldn't even know when you guys play in the sprinkler because you run around like everybody else. You would have no idea you'd only have half a heart. Huh. You're a pretty happy kid for having half a heart. And he thinks he's what, Lewis?
Loves himself.
He loves himself. Lewis just fell, but he's okay. Hey, Bowen, you know, you have some friends who have special hearts too. Why don't you tell us about your friend Mia?
She has half a heart and she just had surgery. And she and I FaceTimed her one time. So
yeah, you FaceTimed her while she was in the hospital, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that probably helped her so much to hear from you and to get that big smile on your face on her phone. I bet that made a big difference for her, because seeing your smiling face cheers me up too. So here's a good question for you, Bowen. I got to know, who is your favorite band? Drum roll, please.
Daddy!
Daddy, I'm your favorite band?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not in a band anymore, right?
I know,
Did I tell you that I'm not in Sanctus Real anymore?
I know, but I like you and King and Country.
For King and Country. Who's in for King and Country?
Joel and Luke.
Yeah. Tell everybody. So, like, remember when Joel and Luke came to your house?
Yeah.
How much did you like that? What did you do? Did you
play drums? Show them that I like drums.
Yeah. Where'd you take them? Down, like, to your stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, and played some songs for them? Yeah, they really liked that. I'll tell you, you do a pretty good job of singing like Joel, Bowen. I mean, you sound just like him. So what do you want to do when you grow up? Do you want to keep playing music when you grow up?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what do you think?
For my whole life.
For your whole life? And what do you think you'll call your band? Will you just go by Bowen, or will you have like a band name?
Okay. So there's Light in the Night and Who's There?
And Who's There?
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty cool band name. And so Light in the Night is you and your buddy Ethan and Lewis, right? Is anybody else in that band?
Allie wants to be in it.
Yeah. And who would be in Who's There?
So we got Ethan, Louie, me, and we need one more guest.
You need one more person? Maybe somebody from my show will hear this and want to be in your band. You think? Maybe? Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows what's going to happen? All right. So, Bowen, tell me, what is your favorite thing in the whole wide world?
Drums and guitar.
Drums and guitar still. Even more than mom and dad?
And I love mom and dad.
Oh, I thought I was worried about that for a minute. Who else do you love?
God and you Jesus. Sure
do. That's right. You sure do. Buddy, you know, I have had an awesome time talking to you on our show. And I love being your dad. That's even the coolest thing. Oh, you know what? And Lewis is calling you and telling you he's ready for the sprinklers. And could you just, is there anything else you want to say to cheer everybody up out there today?
Praise the Lord!
I think that's a pretty good one, buddy. You're a good kid. You know that? All right. Say bye, everybody.
Bye!
Well, that was Bowen Hammett. Thanks for listening to the interview today on the Lead Me Lifecast with Bowen. And I think part of the reason I wanted to do that was just to cheer anybody up out there who's having a tough day or a tough week, maybe a tough year. Sometimes it feels like a tough life. We've been through a lot with Bowen, as you know, some pretty dark times. But here we are 5 years later, and just you can hear the joy in his voice and the joy that we have in this house, not just with Bowen, but with all four of our kids and my beautiful wife, Sarah. You know, there was a time when Sarah and I were going through a really difficult time in our marriage. And, you know, now we're at a place where we're healthy and whole and thriving and growing. And my prayer for you is that God would do the same for you in your life. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength today. I'm Matt Hammett. Thanks again for listening to the Lead Me Lifecast. If you like something you heard today, share with a friend. Don't forget to visit matthammettmusic.com or visit me on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Also, we'll be posting new Lead Me Live dates very soon on my website and at leadmelive.com. Have a great week.